God calls us where we are, and his call on your life comes with his favor and will follow you wherever you go. It's up to us to be faithful. God knows that you're a stay-at-home mom. God knows you work 12-hour shifts. God knows your financial situation. He knows you're tired. Still, he is calling you to operate right where you are, not where you think you need to be. Hello, beloved, and welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we help women to learn, love, and live God's word. If you're new here, please be sure to subscribe for new videos each week. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For Beloved Bible studies, daily devotions, study guides, and unlimited ad-free videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join me by downloading the Beloved Women app. Today's video is part of our Crazy Are Called Bible study series, where we are learning what happens when God calls ordinary people to extraordinary purpose. Find the link to the entire series below and get your copy of the Crazy Are Called Bible study guide at thebelovedboutique.com or on Amazon. It's an interesting thing to know what you're called to do and be completely unsure of how you will get there. You can make guesses, but most of our journeys are never linear, but filled with ups and downs, and bumps and bruises. I found that knowing God's call on your life is sometimes the easy part. It's staying faithful to God on the journey to answering that call that brings the most challenges. Unfortunately, these challenges can cause us to believe we may never make it. But the truth is, God is faithful to complete his work in us, whatever detours we may take. It reminds me of when you're driving and listening to the GPS instructions on how to get somewhere. When you take a wrong turn, what does your GPS do? It starts to recalculate to get you back on path to your desired destination. Many times on our path to answering God's call, we'll face setbacks, interruptions, detours, blocked paths, and closed doors. But when God is your GPS, he knows how to order and reorder your steps to get you where he wanted you all along. Maybe you were answering God's call, but then you lost your job, or someone you trusted betrayed you, or you got pregnant and had to lay down your plans to take care of this precious new child, or you had to help your family financially, so you had to drop out of school. Maybe for you, it was an unexpected bill, devastating loss, or emotional struggle that came unexpectedly and forced you off course, and you're unsure if you ever can get back on. What if I told you God can use wherever you are because your call is not a destination? It's about who he made you to be in any situation. The call of God on your life is not far from you. It's not on you. It's in you. No matter what detour you find yourself on, you are still on track to answering God's call because there is no detour that is greater than the sovereignty of God on your life. We can see this played out in the life of Joseph, who clearly had a call of leadership on his life. Yet he met many challenges we probably could never imagine. As a teenager, he had a dream of becoming a great leader, one in which even his brothers would bow down to him. Joseph's brothers were jealous of him, and they became even more jealous and angry when he told them about this dream. So they treated him harshly and eventually sold him into Egyptian slavery. Once in Egypt, Joseph quickly rose in service to Potiphar, one of the Pharaoh's officials and captain of the guard. When Potiphar saw how gifted and favored Joseph was, he placed Joseph in charge of his entire household. However, when Potiphar's wife became upset with Joseph for not sleeping with her, she falsely accused him of rape, and Joseph faced another detour and was placed in prison. So he went from being rejected by his brothers to enslaved and now imprisonment. While in prison, I wonder, did Joseph doubt if the dream he had was really from God? I wonder if he questioned if he just ate too much the night before and what he thought was a good dream was actually a nightmare. It was like Joseph took 5 steps back, 2 steps forward, and then 1,000 steps back. Yet even in prison, Joseph did not stop operating in his calling. The Bible records that wherever Joseph went, God was with him, and those around him could see how favored he was. Now, why would they consider him favored as a slave and then prisoner? Because Joseph's call was greater than his position Your call is greater than your position. Even in prison, the prison warden set Joseph in charge of all the prisoners. Joseph did so well, Genesis 41 verse 23 tells us, the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. No matter where Joseph went or what happened to him, he was successful in all that he did. Not only was he a great leader, the Lord also gave him the ability to interpret dreams. So while in prison, Joseph interpreted the dreams for his fellow prisoners. When the Pharaoh of Egypt at the time needed a dream to be interpreted, he learned of Joseph and summoned him to the palace. When Joseph accurately interpreted the Pharaoh's dream, he was impressed with Joseph's discernment and wisdom and made Joseph second in command in all of Egypt. The only person greater than Joseph was Pharaoh. So the rejected brother, slave, and prisoner was now second in command in all of Egypt. From the lowest in society to now controlling an entire nation, this was a crazy journey for Joseph to finally see his dream come true. Joseph's call was to rule regardless if he was enslaved, imprisoned, or controlling a nation. Joseph's story is a testament to the fact that our call from God is not limited to our position in society, how many worldly resources we have, or how many opportunities are knocking or not knocking at our doors. What God calls us to do goes far beyond our current circumstance or situation. Just because you're called to speak does not mean you need a stage. There are hospitals, elderly homes, and schools that would greatly benefit from your God-given talents. Maybe you're called to start a business, but you don't have an office. God can use your laptop and the internet connection that you have to run a successful business right from the comfort of your home. Just because you're called to write doesn't mean you need a big time publishing deal. There are so many people that will be blessed by your gift of writing through a blog or self-publishing. Too often, we look to our unfortunate circumstances, unfair past, and personal limitations to determine if we're called and if we'll walk out that call. But this only puts limits on what God can do in our lives. Again, your call isn't more about what you do than it is about who God called you to be. God knows where you are and He knows what you have. Even more, He knows what you don't have. Joseph didn't take a leadership class, and he wasn't afforded the chance to any formal education. Yet, God still saw fit to raise him to power as leader because that is what he was called to do. And Joseph was faithful to his call. Should we hone in our gifts and aim to be better at our talents? Of course. But when that doesn't always look as expected, we don't have to worry about being held back. God calls us where we are, and His call on your life comes with His favor and will follow you wherever you go. It's up to us to be faithful. God knows that you're a stay-at-home mom. God knows you work 12-hour shifts. God knows your financial situation. He knows you're tired. Still, He is calling you to operate right where you are, not where you think you need to be. God used Joseph's life experiences to train him right where he was, and He's doing the same for you. Stay tuned for a sneak peek at next week's video brought to you by our beloved women members who support our mission to empower women with the love and truth of Jesus Christ. Our members receive exclusive access to Beloved Women videos, Bible studies, printable study guides, and more. If you like Beloved Women, you will love being a Beloved Women member. Learn more and join today at belovedwomen.org. Now enjoy a preview of next week's video. I've learned that we make our calling way too complicated when we take responsibility to figure out how everything will work out. Like Noah, all we need to do is simply obey God and leave the results up to Him. I understand, however, this takes faith. Faith that God won't waste our time. Faith that God actually has a plan once we take that first step. Faith that God won't leave us hanging. If you struggle with this type of belief, my question is, well, what's the alternative? We can trust God, or we can watch an abundant life in Him pass us by. And let me tell you, to not listen to God's plan for your life is the fastest way to waste it. God is not here to make our lives boring or wasteful. Why would He send His only Son to die on the cross for our sins if that were the case? But the Bible makes it clear that Jesus came that we might have life and have it abundantly. If we really want to live that full life, it means going, doing, saying, building simply because God said so. A life trusting in the Word of God is always better than a life covered in fear and timidity. And the call on our lives is making that choice to trust God, not one time, but over and over again.